Sports Live, fueled by Hess. Anita Marks here with Matthias Kiwanuka. Welcome. This isn't your first time to the rodeo. You've done the show, I think, quite a few times, right?
Yeah, I've done it before. Thanks for having me, though.
So, no, thank you for joining us. Again, this is a show for Big Blue Nation. Fans can call in at any point in time in the show. If you have any questions about the Giants, looking forward, of course, to the Green Bay Packers matchup on Sunday, 201-939-4513 is the phone number. So, first and foremost, three straight wins. Mm-hmm. Take us into that locker room right now. It has to have really a lot of confidence and exciting time right now. You guys have won three straight games.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a lot more confidence than there was before, I think. We've been putting together, quarters. We've been putting together halves, but we hadn't put together like complete games, especially on defense. So now going back, I think the stats are coming out that we haven't allowed a touchdown or one touchdown in I don't know how many quarters.
14 quarters.
So it's, it's good. It's something that we can build on and continue to drive through the rest of the season.
So what has been the biggest difference then? What changed? What turned this around?
I think we definitely had a lot of discussions about, what we needed to do. Coaches came to us and said, okay, this is the situation. How can we help you guys to get lined up or to get in the better positions to win? After that, I mean, you got to look at JB. Beeson came in, took the reins right away, and he got everybody lined up, and he played lights out. So I think that helps us. And then just as a group, everybody wanting to win is what's making the difference.
Well, there was a report. Somebody, one of your defensive players, said that you guys went in and really kind of went to Perry Fuel and said, listen, we got to simplify things.
Yeah.
How did that meeting go? And obviously, it's worked out for you guys.
Yeah. I mean, there were a couple of those meetings. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, we had a long stretch there where we weren't winning, and we kind of were trying to air things out as a group. We're trying to figure out what would be best for us. But when it came down to it, we needed to find our identity. I think T2 was probably the first one to say that we need an identity as a defense. And then everybody knows how outspoken Terrell has been. But there were a number of guys who stepped up and said, okay, you know what? We need to be able to focus on just getting after the quarterback or just, learning the coverage that we play. And after that, we can play ball.
All right, we have a ton of callers on board. And, of course, we threw it out there on Twitter. Unfortunately, I'd give you Kiwi's Twitter handle, but he's not on Twitter. We got to change that at the end of the show. So we've got a ton of calls, so why don't we rock and roll through those calls. Right, we're going to kick it off in Pennsylvania. Andrew is joining us on the show. Andrew, what's your question for Kiwi?
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to know, with the exception of adding Beeson, but what's really fired like you and JPP and Tuck up to be playing so much better a couple weeks in through the season? You guys have stepped it up greatly and are really helping out the team. What's really changed to make that happen?
First of all, I mean, thanks for, noticing that we're playing a little better. To be honest with you, simplifying the defense, having some key elements like Beeson come in and play well is big for us. But, Coughlin touched on it a couple of times, which is when enough is enough, we're going to stand up and we're going to play. And that's pretty much what we did. We all came together and we said, you know what, as a group, we've always relied on the defensive line to get after the quarterback and to get stops and to make sure that we make the job easier for the guys behind us. And that's just what we wanted to do.
You mentioned John Beeson. He was on the show actually last week.
Okay.
And pretty interesting. A guy comes in and enters into this locker room. Justin Tuck said that he's a godsend. Pretty interesting. He walks in and immediately has that kind of veteran leadership presence for a team and an organization and a defense that have been together, played together so long. Mm-hmm. I think that really speaks volumes about who he is as an athlete, a player, and a leader.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you can't say enough about who he is as an athlete. You see him running around out there on the field and making plays and making tackles. But I think he came in, he did it the right way. I mean, he was a middle linebacker by trade. He came in, he spoke up, but he did it in a humbling way. And he humbled himself to say, I'm not familiar with the situation, but I know how to play football. If you guys follow me, I'll lead you to where we need to go. And he works hard. And everybody follows somebody who works as hard as he does.
All right. Calls are just coming in by the second, Kiwi. Everybody wants to talk to you. Let's go to Virginia. We have Mark standing by. Mark, what's your question for Kiwi?
Good afternoon, guys. Hey, Kiwi, how are you? And Anita, good to talk to you. Holding the fort down here in Redskins country, and it's actually gotten a little bit easier thanks to you guys. Just first wanted to thank you guys for your hard play, but also ask you, how has the relationship been between the defense and the offense? You guys, offering anything? You guys helping them out? Or has it just been one of those things where you're just waiting for them to start clicking? And my second quick question is, if you had to pick a defensive MVP, let's try English, besides you, of course, who would it be to this point? And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Interesting.
Thank you. first off, I think the relationship between the offense and defense is as strong as it's ever been, just because we're all in this together. And I said a number of times in interviews that there have been years where we've won championships and the defense wasn't always clicking. And you saw 10 go out there and put up 30 points multiple games in a row and drive the ball down the field whenever we needed them to. So when the opposite of that, when we're asked to go out there and get stops, we want to be there and be accountable and be able to do the same thing for them. The second question?
Defensive MVP.
I think so far, I think there's a number of candidates. I mean, I think you have to look at Antro Roll as number one because, first off, he's more than just what he does on the field. He's a vocal leader, and he's somebody who works his ass off, works his butt off in the locker room and in the weight room, and everybody kind of follows that lead. But you also got to look at T2. I mean, a guy who battled back through multiple injuries, worked harder during the offseason than I think I've ever seen anybody work, and to see his hard work pay off to get interceptions and to be out there in the forefront as a vocal leader, I think that's huge for us.
Unbelievable story for Terrell Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. Quick break. We're back. We're going to continue with your calls, so keep them coming in. 201-939-4513. Big Blue Hits Live. We'll be right back.
The objective of the Tom Coughlin J Fund Foundation is to be there for families who have a child with leukemia, cancer, other forms of cancer.
Tom Coughlin, nice to meet you. Are you a Giant fan? Well, you're a pretty girl.
It's a tremendous feeling to just be with these kids, to have a little bit of an idea of what the families and the children are going through, and again, to try to bring a smile to their face and to let them know that, you know what? We do care.
Yeah, turn everybody. Yeah.
There's so many things pulling at that family when your child is diagnosed with cancer. What we try to do is keep that core, keep them a family.
Just lightening their burden a little bit is huge for them because it's one less thing that they have to worry about. They can focus on their child and their child getting the treatment that they need.
Giants! There you go.
Welcome back. Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess. Anita Marks here with Kiwi and, of course, you. A ton of calls, and we love it. 201-939-4513. Congratulations. Strip sack with about 3.5 minutes left in the game against Oakland. And, I mean, that just exemplifies when head coach Tom Coughlin says finish. Mm-hmm. You guys just have to finish. That's exactly what you did, and you came up big. So congratulations.
Thank you.
On that last week. Got to feel good about that.
No, I felt really good.
I'm expecting another one this week.
So am I.
Okay. Again, 201-939-4513. Let's head back out to our calls. We've got Don calling in from New York. Don, welcome. You're on with Kiwi. What's your question?
Thanks for having me, guys. I just want to say that I feel that Mathias is one of our most versatile linemen, and I just feel like sometimes the linemen don't get enough credit, but I hope you give Green Bay a hard time this week. I know you can do it, and I'm rooting for this team, and I believe in you guys, so get it done.
All right. Thank you very much. We appreciate all support.
Kind of talk about your role this year as opposed to last year and actually the past 2 years. I mean, you were pretty much used as a linebacker now. Mm-hmm. Kind of back to your original position. You feel a little bit more comfortable where you're playing this year?
Hands down, it's more comfortable for me being a defensive lineman. Definitely had some years where I was moving back and forth. And you know, I've always been taking upon myself to be like, you know what, whatever the defense asks me to do, I'm going to go ahead and do it so that we can win. And being a part of Super Bowl championship teams is more important than getting all the individual accolades for me, so that that plays into it. But at the same time, you always want to be in your natural position. For me, I always want to be a defensive end. I want to have my hand in the ground rushing, so having a chance to do that makes it fun. Now if we can just get these wins to keep coming along, it'll be a lot better.
Good for you. Let's continue with our calls. We go to South Carolina. Matt, welcome. You're on Big Blue Hits Live. You're on with Kiwi. What's your question?
Hey Anita. Hey Kiwi, how y'all doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I was actually on here last week with John Beeson. Thanks for having me back. I just want to start off by saying, hearing all the criticism in the beginning of the year, seeing the struggles, and hearing all those negative comments from everybody, did y'all use that as sort of a fire to start y'all season back after that 6-loss?
I mean, it definitely, I mean, it's tough. I mean, we play here in New York, and we know that this is one of the toughest media markets to play in. So we get a lot of praise when we do, you know, little things well, but we also get beat up a lot when we're not going well, and things were going pretty bad there for a long time. So we understood what we got into before before it got too bad, and you know, we understood that. But you know, using it for fuel, I don't think we really needed that, because within this locker room, we have enough guys who were frustrated enough and had the desire and wanted it bad enough that all the motivation we needed was right here inside this locker room, and it still is. You know, we're on a little bit of a streak here, but you know, we still have our work cut out for us, and so we're just going to keep pushing the way that we were to get out of this hole so that we don't ever go back to that same place.
Let's continue with our calls. We go to Pennsylvania. Byron, welcome. You're on with Kiwi. What's your question? Byron, you there?
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. Brian, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, what's your question for Kiwi?
I would like to know if, I know you play for the New York Giants, but do you have another favorite NFL team?
Another favorite NFL team.
Did you, who did you grow up?
I mean, I'm from Indianapolis, so you know, I grew up in the with the Colts before Peyton, so you know, there wasn't a whole lot of, you know, Colts hysteria around there. But you know, that was the only other team that I really ever remember rooting for. But no, I bleed blue. You know, the Giants drafted me 7-8 years ago, and they gave me an opportunity when my contract came up to come back here. And so, you know, God willing, I'll retire here.
All right, so I'm going to throw out a few stats. 9 sacks in the past 3 games, 8 turnovers in the last 3 games as well. Going up against the Green Bay Packers team, Eddie Lacy, rookie running back, really has been tremendous this year. Mm-hmm. And looking at the film, what can you tell us about him, and how are you going to stop him on Sunday?
I mean, he's a strong, powerful runner. I mean, that's the first thing that stands out is the yards that he gets after contact. Now, we've faced some tremendous runners in the last couple weeks, and although our record wouldn't show it, we've done a pretty good job of stopping the run. So I think for us, it's just about, you know, being disciplined in our gaps, making sure that those guys in the middle, Cullen Jenkins, Linville Joseph, Mike P, and everybody else who's down in there, our linebackers filling those holes, that just continue to do their job. And then after that, we'll get after the quarterback.
I know that was one of your biggest weaknesses on defense last year, was stopping the run. Jerry Reese goes out and brings in a ton of defensive tackles, and everybody stepped up. I mean, it's amazing the amount of talent that you have at the defensive tackle position and the depth there.
Oh, yeah, that's huge. I mean, that's something that we've always had talent there, but to have that depth, I mean, Sean Rogers is a guy who we're just now missing, but he stepped up tremendously, you know, at the end of a long, long career, you know, that's hopefully still going on. So there are a number of guys who contributed down there in the middle, but, you know, we just had to make sure that we maintain that same intensity.
Let's continue with our calls. We have Vince calling in from New York. Vince, welcome.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we sure can. What's your question for Kiwi?
First, I just want to say great job, Anita. Thanks for taking my call. Kiwi, I love you. You're doing a great job. Nice to see you back at your original outside line, not outside, defensive end position and
thank
producing.
You.
It's awesome. My question is, with Sean Rogers' injury, do you think Hankins and Kuhn can fill that hole as well as you guys been stopping the run recently?
They're definitely ready. I mean, I think you know, if Kuhn gets an opportunity to go out there and show, you'll see how much hard work he's put in. The whole time we were practicing and going through our little lull, like, he was out there on the sides running through hoops, doing bag drills. He looks really good. Hankins is a guy who was ready to come in and step in to play right away if he was asked. And then you also have Mike P and Cullen Jenkins, who have both been doing a phenomenal job. I mean, those two guys are extremely quick off the ball, but they also can hanker down in there if they get a double team. So I think you know, we are definitely prepared. Those guys are ready to go, and there shouldn't be any lag. Although, you know, when you take a guy like Sean Rogers out of your lineup, you are going to miss him. There's no doubt about that. But we're just going to have to depend on the rest of the guys to fill the role, and I think they will.
Scott Tolzien, third-string quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, with all indications, is going to be starting. Going up against an offensive line that's injured. Get this. This is an interesting stat. The Green Bay Packers lead the league in holding penalties. and they've got a lot of shuffling around. I mean, this really, this could be a matchup for you guys. Where you guys could be licking your chops and having a monster game. I mean, are you seeing that in the tape?
I mean, there's no doubt about the fact that we feel like as defensive linemen, this is a game for us to go out there and show out and to perform and to lead this team into a victory. I mean, that being said, I mean, we still have to go out there and prepare. Like you said, they have a tremendous running game. We have to be able to shut that down, because the truth still remain the same about football. You have to stop the run, and then you get the chance to go after the quarterback. So we're not looking at them as a light team. We're not looking at them as a bruised up team. We're looking at them as the opponent that we need to beat so that we can get to where we want to go.
Well, good luck on Sunday.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for joining us. We're going to make the switch. We say goodbye to Kiwi. Roman Oben joins us in studio. Phone lines will continue to be open, 201-939-4513. In the meantime, sight and sounds from the Oakland Raiders game. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
We at the crib. The sun is out. We wearing blue and a little bit of white. Why not score? Why not get in the end zone? Why not be great today? Why not you, JJ? Why not you, Rue? Why not you, Dre? Hey. To the house on three. 1, 2, 3.
To the house. Oh, that may not know about the ball today. Hey, just leave me some. Just leave me a little bit. Just leave me a little bit.
You like the unis? I like the unis. They're pretty sweet. Look good, play good. That's my motto.
We're ready to play. We're ready to work. Game one of the rest of the season is here. Anything that happened before this is irrelevant. We're going to take it one game at a time and do what we do.
Let's play ball. Let's go. Win on three. 1, 2, 3.
Takes a wobbly snap. Giannis blocked by the Giants right up the middle. DeMontre Moore blocked it. Picked up by Cooper Taylor to the 5. Touchdown, Giants. A pair of rookies. DeMontre Moore with the block. Cooper Taylor with the scoop and score.
Let's go. Eat. Everybody eats, B. Everybody eats. Let's go.
Two receivers right. Nick split left. Manning out of the gun. Drops back to throw. He lobs one right for Randall to the end zone. He makes the catch. Did he get the feet in? Yes. Touchdown.
That's a great catch by Reuben Randall. Now, that ball came and dropped in there. Caught it with one arm.
Go get it. Great job, all right? Good? Play smart, good football. You know you can do it, all right? Smart, good football. All right? Hey, nice job, man.
Great thing. Right
now. Play clock at 1. Takes the snap. Zips one. Right. Intercepted by the Giants. Terrell Thomas. Running down the left sideline. Cuts right to the 30. To the 25. Chased by Pryor. Dips under his tackle. To the 10. To the 5. Down at the 1. Ball is fumbled in the end zone. It rolls out of the back of the end zone.
They got him down at the 2-yard line, Bob.
They're going to rule him down at the 3.
Hey, like that, you was like, all right, Bobby Cruz into the end zone.
Stay to the left. I'd have been blue. I'm going to tell you that now.
I thought I'd run him, but. He looked me in my eye. He said, you ain't going nowhere. I ain't gonna lie to you. He looked me right in my eye. They said 4-4. I ain't got that no more.
First and goal at the 1. Eye set. Manning, handoff left for Brown. He follows Connor into the end zone. Touchdown, Giants. Giants up 24-20. Play clock's at 2. Pryor takes the snap. He's back to throw. He's under pressure. He gets sacked and fumbles the football. Recovered by the Giants at the 45.
Fires Kiwanuka.
Kiwanuka comes up with the sack.
Everybody eat, B. Tell him. Everybody eat.
The reason we won the football game is one reason. We believed we could win.
Yes, sir.
We believed we could win. Now, do we ever make this thing easy? Of course not. We don't know any way to do that. All we do is make it hard on ourselves back and forth. But we matched what they did. If you really look at it, we matched back and forth what they did. And in the end, our defense rose up. Our offense kept the ball with the running game. And we got a guy back here named Andre Brown. Congratulations to everybody. That's a hell of a win. It was not easy. We knew it wasn't going to be, but we got it. We won 3 in a row. We keep the dream alive. Here we go. Let's have a team. 1, 2, 3.
Team.
Good
job.
We matched what they did. Anyway, head coach Tom Coughlin, you got to love him. How can you not love playing for a guy like that, Roman?
Oh, 100%. I mean, especially when you win. I mean, we can't forget the first 6 weeks of the season, but they're building some confidence, and they're starting to go in the right direction.
Even when this team was losing, they still had head coach Tom Coughlin's back. I mean, I think that speaks volumes even more so when you're winning.
Yeah, 100%. You know? But that's what, just like Kiwi said, you don't lose your belief system in what got you where you're at. And that's why the two Super Bowls, the sustained leadership, the head coach. I mean, that's when it all comes in play. When you're losing, when things are going bad, you don't jump off the ship, so to speak, and you don't, you know, bury other teammates in the paper.
So we welcome you back to Big Blue Hits Live. Anita Marks, Roman Oben, and of course you, 201-939-4513, are at Arama News of the Day, and it's a big one. My goodness, Andre Brown, 30 carries last week against the Oakland Raiders, and was in today, walking around, strutting his stuff, not on the injury. I mean, what a hefty load to carry your first game of the season coming off the injuries that he had. I mean, that's big Adorama news of the day.
Yeah, and Coach Coughlin jokingly said last week in the press conference that he was going to get 40 carries, but he got 30.
Right.
But again, you know, what Andre Brown meant to this team, he's always run behind his shoulder pads. He's always been able to get positive yards. And this O-line, they're playing a little bit better each week in the running game. But if you can get a hat on a hat and get Andre Brown to the line of scrimmage, it'll be 2nd and 7, 2nd and 5. And that's what this offense needs for balance.
So as we know, last week, David Wilson placed on IR. What does that mean? Brandon Jacobs and Peyton Hillis moving forward behind Andre Brown. Unfortunately, Brandon Jacobs did not practice today. He's dealing with swelling in his knee. Other guys who did not practice kind of hung out on the bike. Bear Pasco, JPP, Terrell Thomas, and Corey Webster.
Well, I think all those guys are expected to go tomorrow, as Coach Coughlin said earlier. Terrell Thomas, as you know, he's been managed. He's always like a Wednesday off guy, and then Corey Webster's been kind of dealing with that same thing for the last few weeks. So, but it's good to see that injury list is a lot shorter than it was this time last week coming off the bye week, so there's the irony in that as well.
And good thing that Victor Cruz is not on that injury 100%. Report, right?
Right.
Obviously, a lot more success in the rushing attack. Former offensive lineman you are. Talk about the offensive line, what you saw against Oakland, and obviously they're doing well considering that Andre Brown was able to have 115 yards and a touchdown.
Well, I think you have to run the ball well situationally, and I think that's what they did. And with Andre Brown, you know, what he meant coming back is one thing, but you're starting to see the offensive line in the running game just being able to run the football and calling those runs, knowing that you're going to get positive yards. And that's something that was really missing. Take away that Chicago game with Brandon Jacobs had the big day. That's something that's been missing. And whether it's Andre Brown or Peyton Hillis, whoever, I love seeing the cutbacks. You're getting past the line of scrimmage, you know, wearing defenses down. But you're starting to see the combination of the guys up front, you know, Beattie and obviously even Brewer's been in there coming into that jumbo package. And everyone's starting to play on the same page and having some cohesion. And, you know, rookie right tackle Justin Pugh, he's getting better every week. So we're starting to see a combination of what, with that improvement, should continue the weeks to come.
And let's give credit where credit's due. John Connor has been a great addition as fullback to the New York Giants. And what he's done, obviously, last week especially, in this rushing attack.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. I mean, look at there was a touchdown by Andre Brown where John Connor just came and just isolated the inside linebackers. There was another touchdown on the outside where John Connor, you know, he cleaned up Charles Woodson. I mean, having a physical fullback, you know, John Connor is from an era where fullbacks mattered in this league, and I think that's what adds to the identity of how much better this line is playing in the running game.
And, you know, one would assume the rushing game has some success. It's going to make things easier for Eli Manning. Thoughts on the passing attack and the fact that really they still haven't been able to get stuff going and unfortunately throws another pick for 6 last week. What do they need to do to get better, Roman?
Well, let's first say that this team started off an 0-6 for a reason. And I think you saw some of those elements when Eli Manning, you know, the turnovers, you know, the sacks, you know, Eli Manning was just not comfortable in the pocket and everyone was chomping their bits that, you know, Nick Foles threw for 7 touchdowns and all this stuff. But, again, you've got to keep Eli Manning clean and upright so that he can find his receivers. The timing will improve. All those things will get better when Eli Manning can stay upright.
All right, quick break. We're back. We'll talk a little Green Bay Packers defense when we return, and we'll continue with your calls. 201-939-4513. We'll be right back.
This is an important message for all Giants fans attending the games at MetLife Stadium. In an effort to enhance public safety, a new NFL bag policy will be implemented this season. Guests are welcome to carry in clear bags, 12 inches by 6 by 12, or small purses and handbags that are 4.5 by 6.5 inches or less in size. Any non-clear bag exceeding the size limit, including camera or binocular cases, will not be permitted. The Giants appreciate your assistance and cooperation with the following policies. For more information, go to Giants.com.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified, authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
guaranteeing the day belongs to you. You make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess, Anita Marks, and Roman Oben. Let's talk about the Green Bay Packers defense. One thing, Don Capers, he loves to get his guys pin their ears back and come after the quarterback, could be a tall test for this offensive line on Sunday.
Well, I think you look at Don Capers' defense, you know, historically, they create pressure through their packages. But up front, they're always solid against the run. This year, though, they're 17th in points in the league, 18th in yards, so they're really kind of in the middle of the pack. And a lot of that's predicated on, but no takeaways. And a lot of that is predicated on sometimes them playing with the lead because of what Aaron Rodgers was able to do in the past. Without Aaron Rodgers, that puts more of a pressure on this defense, what they're going to have to do to create big plays for this team.
And they do have Clay Matthews back, which is big because, you know, he's their leader of their defense.
Yeah, but he's obviously playing with, a broken hand, with a cast. it's harder to shed blocks that way. It's harder to make tackles. And he still has his instincts and his speeds, and he's still going to run around and try to create, you know, intricate ways for him to make plays, but he's definitely not at 100%. Didn't play well last week, so you're going to look for Clay Matthews to play a little bit better this week against the Giants.
And I ran into wide receiver Hakeem Nicks, and I said to him, fantasy football-wise, dude, I need you to get a touchdown for me.
Oh, jeez. I think he just wants to win. I don't think he cares about fantasy.
Obviously, I do. And he said, maybe this is the week, Anita. And I asked him, I said, do you think that maybe you're going to get that Sam Shields matchup? And he said, I hope I do. So, I mean, thoughts on Hakeem Nicks. Is this the week? Hakeem Nicks typically has good games against the Green Bay Packers. Is this the week that Hakeem Nicks finally finds the end zone?
Well, if you can keep him upright, if you can keep Eli Manning upright, you can control that line. You know, A.J. Hawk, Clay Matthews, you know, those defensive line, you know, B.J. Rodgers. I mean, all those guys are pretty solid. So they create a pressure up front by pushing the O-lineman back. And if the matchups are favorable on the outside, I think everyone, coaches included, would love to see Hakeem Nicks really get going this week, because that will truly create the balance, Hakeem Nicks and Cruz on the outside, and that opens up for everything.
All right, in looking at the NFC East and where the Giants are at, I mean, this is something we talked about, really, I think we've been talking about throughout the entire season, and that is the motivational factor for the Giants because they're still in it. You've got the Dallas Cowboys coming off of a loss. They're 5-5. They have a bye week. But now you've got the Redskins and the Philadelphia Eagles playing one another this coming week. Obviously, if you're a Giants fan, you're rooting for the Washington Redskins. Yet again, another motivational factor in this whole equation that the Giants are still in it, Roman.
I think realistically, when you've won a Super Bowl, and let's not say two, but let's say if most people on this team that were here 3 years ago or 2 years ago, they know what it takes to go all the way. And I think you have to let the X's and O's take care of themselves and play well. And other teams are going to win or lose, but you've got to take care of your business. And to start off 0-6 and still be in a position at 3-6 now to go 4-6, I mean, that shows a lot about the character on this football team. And that's one thing, you know, fans need to really understand.
And got to take advantage of a Green Bay Packers team who obviously does not have Aaron Rodgers, because as you look forward, the schedule does get more difficult. RG3 twice, Tony Romo, Russell Wilson, Matthew Stafford. So you got to win the games that more than likely the matchup is on your side.
Well, there's been a lot of criticism, obviously, because the level of the quality of quarterbacks, or lack thereof,
right,
the Giants have played in the last few weeks. But what winning does, it creates confidence. And, you know, seeing what defense is doing now, and Kiwi talked about it a lot, what defense is doing now the last few weeks, they're leading the team. I think offense is going to catch up. This offensive line is going to continue to play better. Andre Brown's back. You have a really physical backfield. I think Brandon Jacobs is probably going to practice tomorrow. So you're starting to see a changing of what's going on this second half of the season. I think you're going to see a different team. You get through Green Bay, and now you can really have the confidence to go and try to beat Dallas at home again next week. But it all starts with Sunday and doing well against the Packers.
Also, quick note, special teams, very important this week because the Green Bay Packers can't take it to the house. And Steve Weatherford, he even came out and said he's been struggling this season. Hopefully the wins won't be as bad as they were on Sunday.
Well, he's got to kick it home, so he's got to get it done this week.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Big Blue Hits Live. We're back tomorrow, same time, 4 p.m. Eastern time. Roman Oben, myself, Paul Dottino. Make sure you tune in. We will see you then.